guys. Welcome back to another episode of Sincerely Your Best Friends 2023 version.
Yes, new and improved. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Last week, we were supposed to have an episode, but Alyssa got plummeted with snow. Yeah. I was home with the fam. So we kind of just took it as a rest week. But we are back and ready to kick off 2023 and dive into it.
I'm excited. I'm very excited for where this can go in the new year. But yeah, we had talked about doing an episode about our kind of our goals and what we are hoping to achieve in the new year. And I lost my sheet right before this. So the universe is obviously sending me a message in that. And it was all very well thought out. It's just, it magically disappeared before today. So I'm sure I'll find it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll come up, like maybe when you achieve a bunch of things that you wrote down. So kicking off 2023, we want to do this episode basically on setting your goals for 2023, the importance of goal setting. And I know goal setting is kind of a touchy subject in different ways. But we're going to talk to you about how it can be used as a positive, not so much more as like something getting hung over your head,
right?
Like that's taunting you.
Yeah.
And
drum roll.
Thanks to our lovely Tom, he has we finally have a merch store.
Yes. Burr, burr, burr.
And it is live.
All the basics. So we got a hoodie, a crew neck, beanies, sweatpants, stickers.
Mm-hmm. And the crew neck just has the SYBF podcast on it. The hoodie kind of has our old animated logo that we still use for a lot of our stuff. That's on the back. Is there anything on the front? I can't remember.
I think it's has the SYBF on the like chest.
That's right.
And then the beanie, the sweatpants, and the stickers are all just SYBF.
Yes.
And the beanie and joggers are actually embroidered. So
yeah, leveling up a little bit.
Yes. We're stepping up the game. I like look at all the items and I'm like, yes, will I wear them all at one time? Absolutely.
100%.
I will be a walking billboard for our podcast.
And we hope you all are as well.
Yes. And you can send us pictures of you wearing it. That would be cool too.
Yeah, please tag us.
Appropriate pictures of you
wearing it. Jeez,
I felt like saying that opened us to like.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. This is a PG show.
We just want like, you appropriately wearing the pictures. Like, I don't want a picture of just you in the beanie. Like,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
Just wanted to clarify.
Thanks for the clarification. But, yeah, you can go online, shop. They come in all sizes, unisex. Or is Joey Tribbiani, you and I, sex?
Yeah.
and free shipping on the website. So, yeah, please
check
buy
it out.
And support. Or you don't have to buy, but it would be nice to support and flaunt your SYBF merch all over wherever you guys are.
Yes, we would deeply appreciate it, but also it would just mean so much to have you guys out there like being vocal and supporting our podcast. So
yes,
whatever floats your boat, if you see something you like, just click that little shopping cart.
And this is just kind of our first drop. I know we'll be adding more things as time comes. So let us know if you don't see anything on there that you'd want. Let us know what you want to see, what you want. We can make it happen.
Yeah. always.
We have like a laundry list of things, and we were like, we'll start small first.
Yeah, we just were at the point where we thought everything was cool, and Tom was like, maybe you should just start with a couple things. So he reeled us in, but there will be drops to come.
Yes, definitely. Cool designs and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we jump into the episode?
Yeah, let's start with the idea of goals and resolutions. I feel like it's you either are all about resolutions or you're mm-hmm. the person out there that's like, I don't believe in resolutions and waking up on the first and being a totally different person. And I kind of go back and forth. Like, I don't necessarily say like, I have a New Year's resolution and I don't have goals that I want to start achieving as of January 1st of the new right. year. So on that part, I do lean more on like the I don't believe in resolution type thing. But on the resolution side thing, I think it can be a great motivator if you aren't technically – like if you aren't new or – what am I trying to say? If you're new to goal setting – mm-hmm. if it's like a new habit for you or if you need the motivation, I think having the new year as a start date can help you.
Yeah.
But I think what's important is if you are someone who is like, okay, I'm going to start these things. I've devoted the time to thinking about what I really want to do in 2023. If you're the type of person that's like January 1st, I'm going to start. Don't let the Debbie Downers of the I don't believe in resolutions thing get you yeah. down, because they're going to be them. Even if you say, I want to be healthier, I want to try being vegetarian, I want to mm-hmm. lose 5-10 pounds, there's going to be people that are like, you're going to go to the gym for a week and give up. You're going to give up meat until you smell bacon. Like, there's going to be people.
Yeah.
That are sort of testing you in how much you want to achieve that goal. So do your best definitely to try to block that out to keep yourself on track if you need those like hard dates to get started.
Yeah. And I know they say don't wait until the new year to start, mm-hmm. but in some cases, like, it's nice to have a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And like, especially through the holidays, you know, people kind of fall off the
yeah.
bandwagon. Like, my routine hasn't been back to the way it was.
Since like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like going home for Christmas and then coming back and then New Year's. Like
mm-hmm.
it's like that whole like month or so is kind of like you're just thrown into it. So it's nice hitting January 1st to have that refresh and be able to like reset and restart and cleanse your life and get into it.
Yeah.
And I think goals, like, I think you should have overall goals for mm-hmm. the whole year. But I also think you need to set specific goals for January, February, like each month. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of working up to, let's say you're goal, overall goal is to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And
I know that's like the most cliche thing
right. that
everyone wants to do in the new year, but having like, okay, end goal, I want to lose 10 pounds over the course of the year, whether you hit that in the first 3 months or the first or like the 12 months.
And right.
like month, you set a little goal. And mm-hmm. I think not overwhelming yourself with, okay, January, I'm going to lose 10 pounds because.
Right.
If you want to do it in a healthy, sustainable way, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to take a few months, and it's more of a lifestyle change rather than something instant. So I think not setting yourself up for failure is to, like, not have these major expectations mm-hmm. of I'm going to achieve all of this, like you said, immediately. You know,
yeah.
it's going to be something that you need to work towards throughout the whole year. That's a yearly goal, you know?
Yeah. Like you, I think that too can also help you get clear on if it was like a genuine goal that you mm-hmm. wanted for yourself or something you might've just been setting to to set it or to say you have one. I don't know. But like, I'm like, if you wanted something bad enough, you're going to go after it. And like last year, one of my goals was just to read more in general. So I signed up for like Book of the Month Club. So I'd get a new book every month. Mm-hmm. So that was helpful. But I fell off the bandwagon with it because like I was technically reading more in the beginning of the year than I had. And I like used that as justification to not carry on. So like, that's a goal of mine that I'm carrying back into the new year with me is to just continue to try to read more books than I usually do. Like I don't have a hard number set to it, if that makes sense. I'm not like, I want to read 35 books before 2024. I'm just like, I would want to read maybe two or three more than I did last year.
Don't set yourself up for failure. Not that I'm saying you're going to fail at it, but having that high number kind of set in the back of your mind is kind of not a good way to
put it. Because then you close the books on book number four and you're like, I got 30 more of these to go. So it's like, you got to make it just... also celebrating just every milestone. Yeah. So like, you're like, oh great. Like I reached 12 books instead of 10 this year. Like that's two more than I did last year. Celebrating the little wins that you get.
That's what I was going to say, is making sure you're celebrating those little milestones and like being proud of yourself for finishing one book, you know?
Right.
Cause that's one more that you didn't read.
Yeah. And I think too, a lot of times with goals, we can kind of try to make it too much of like a big thing. Like you said, like there's always people that are like, I'm going to lose weight, which is fine. I'm going to read more. That's fine too. But I think also having like maybe characteristics within yourself that you want to work on, that's a good goal too. Like last year, I really wanted to work on my like patience level and just being more patient with people and everything around me and just giving people more grace. That's not necessarily something physical, but it's something I can mentally practice in any situation that I'm in where I'm finding myself irritated. So I think there's a lot of pressure to make goals and resolutions towards like achieving a physical thing, like running a marathon and like, but sometimes it's just about bettering yourself. And that can be in being a more honest person, a more patient person, more loving person, littler things like that, that take more inner work, but it's not as out there and flashy and not a lot of people have to be part of that journey.
Yeah. Cause I feel like once you do a lot of inner work, you know, a lot of things start to fall into place and help you work towards other things in your life.
Yeah.
Which I think is very important.
Yeah. So now that we talked a little bit about goals and resolutions and how we kind of see both sides and kind of setting more realistic goals for yourself, I think we can go into some of our goals that we have for this next year.
Yeah, I think maybe going along with goals is like the importance of like visualizing it.
Yeah, vision boards.
Like vision boards and everything like that. I know I made a vision board last year and I have it set on my laptop screen.
Oh, and yeah.
You know, like the widgets in your phone where you can put like pictures?
Yes.
I have my vision board like in two pictures just because it wasn't big enough to fit in one. And I don't look at it every single day, but it's still there and like, it's still like right in front of me that sometimes I do stop and I look at it. And I think it was maybe the second half of the year, I like really looked at it and I was like, wow, like I've actually accomplished a majority of this stuff, or I'm on the path to accomplishing this. And there are a few things on there that I didn't do, mm-hmm. but I've worked to them and they're getting ready to happen,
mm-hmm.
but they just haven't happened yet. And that's not the time for it to happen.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring that up, because I feel like that's something that I have almost learned to notice more and appreciate more through like manifesting, because mm-hmm. I've made vision boards too. I try to make a new one every year, just like you do. And throughout the year, I don't even necessarily feel like I'm making those things happen, but I'll wake up on an October day and go look at it or something and be like, I've actually, like you said, I've actually mm-hmm. accomplished like 80% of that vision board without yeah. even knowing it. So I think just seeing it brings in, like, again, like you kind of manifest it, but you're also always, since you're always seeing it, you're always subconsciously working towards those things. And the motivation is there a little more.
Yes. What you said is very valid. And it's like, you can not see it for a while. And then maybe it's like you hit that mid-year slump, or you say, you tell yourself, like, I'm not going to look at this until July.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reevaluate at July and see, like, wow, what have I accomplished, or what is still on my vision board that I want to continue and start making it happen.
Yeah.
I think that could be a good way to dial in on where you're at.
Yeah. I think too, something I did new this year was I made a list of, like we were talking about in the beginning, I made some bulleted like points of my overall goals for the year, but then I broke things up into subsections. So mm-hmm. like I had like mental and knowledge, like something I really want to take the time to learn just for like work and stuff. I want to learn more about search engine optimization, and I want to mm-hmm. understand that more on like a basic level. But then on the physical side, I have something as simple as like going for daily walks. So it's like mm-hmm. I have it all broken down, and like the big overarching goal might be like to learn something new this year and to like be more physically moving more physically or something. Mm-hmm. Like it could be two overall bigger points like that, but I broke them down into like what specific thing am I going to do to yeah. work towards that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because
I want to learn Italian. That's my other learning goal for this year.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, right? And I feel like manifestation and law of attraction and all that stuff, you have to be specific
mm-hmm.
with what you want. And I really like how you had like the overall category, but then you actually broke it down to what is it that you want?
Yeah.
Because that makes it more apt to be manifested, because they like to have you be specific on what you want.
Yeah, you have to be super specific, which I don't know if everyone on this podcast believes in manifestation, but Jenna and I sure as hell do. And today,
let me tell you,
today with this podcast, we were texting about when we were going to record. And there was a little bit of like distance between the messages, just because we had like discussed that my parents were here and we'd talk after. So Jenna's last message mm-hmm. to me was at 3:33 p.m., which is the angel number I see all the time. And then I text Jenna, like, I didn't notice that. I just saw her say yay. And then I go on, my parents leave, and I text her like, okay, my parents just left, we can record whenever. And I look at the messages and I'm like, holy shit, she texted me at 3:33 and I just texted her and it was 4:44. Like, and she was like, that's my angel number. Mm-hmm. And it's just so weird. Like, the universe definitely has messages for you
yeah.
if you just take the time to open yourself up to hearing them.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I don't know what I saw it on, but it was like when you start seeing angel numbers and like like the same set of angel numbers, like things, like it's meant to show that you are like on the right path of like where you're going. And I literally see 444 multiple times a day.
Yeah.
I'll randomly look at the clock and it's 444 or whatever. And it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
See triple threes and a lot of twos. Like I always am seeing double or triple twos and threes. Like those are the two numbers that I'm always bouncing in between. But I do think too, like, I think you have one, you're like not always glued to one angel number because every angel number kind of means different things. But I think when you start like practicing manifestation and stuff more, you notice a lot more of those synchronicities. Yeah. So you might, there might be a month period where like 777 is your angel number. And then next year at this time, it might be 333. It really is just wild. Cause I think at the beginning of this year, like my angel number was like 555 and 777. I was seeing those everywhere. And now I see threes and twos.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just depends on where you are in life.
Like, I can't recall if I saw them a lot when I was in Raleigh, or maybe I just never really noticed it. But I literally see it all the time now. Maybe I'm just more apt to recognizing it. But once I got, like, started going through my, like, self-growth journey is, like, when I really started to see it.
Same. I never noticed this before. I was, like, actually taking the time to learn myself.
And, like, I think I could be wrong. 444 is, like,
it says,
is it like you're on the right path or something like that?
Yeah, it's that's basically it. Like you're being guided by guardian angels and it just represents like transformation and change.
That's weird. Yeah. Like every time I like rethink like my whole life decisions or whatever, like making this move or whatever, I always see that number and it's always like guidance to me that like you're on the right path. Don't give up because you're where you need to be.
Yeah.
So it's just cool to kind of see that. And especially that we both saw ours at the same time. It was freaking nuts.
Yeah, it was wild. It wouldn't have felt as weird if the messages, like I sent Jenna a text message for her to see and it was at her angel number time. And the same thing happened with mine. It's just so, so
freaking wild.
But yeah, like my, like 333 is encouragement that you're making the right choices in your life. And that is like always crazy because I do tend to see it whenever we're talking about the podcast or someone's around me asking me about the podcast or Tom's designing merch. I'll look at the clock and it's 333. So
that's crazy.
It's just meant to be. Or when I'm talking about my book, like it's always, always threes and twos.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But like, that's like the importance of like visualization. That's a lot of weird words that just came out of my mouth. Like, I'll tell you what, I put on my vision board a picture of a guy. The guy that I'm most attracted to that I want in my life. And then I put love and a boyfriend. And I wish I knew the timeline. I guess I could go back and look on Canva of when I did that. Because like almost immediately, like Travis like fell into my lap.
Yeah.
And it's like his exact
cutout.
Like a big man. He's like 6'4". This one's like really tall on my thing. And it just like resembles him so much. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And like I joke with him all the time that like, you're on my vision board. Like I manifested you. He probably thinks I'm nuts.
No.
But it works. Just take the time. It really does. And like what I did is I just went through Pinterest and I like had my vision board or my goals. And I just went through Pinterest or like Google Images and picked out everything that I want. And then all you have to do is go into Canva and just throw it all in there. You don't need to make it complicated and go get all these magazines and cut them out. Like, that would be cool if you want to take the time to do that and like actually hang it. I thought about that, like hanging it somewhere in my apartment.
Yeah.
But some of them are kind of personal to you, you know?
Yeah. So. I kind of do both. So I'll take the pictures that I'm putting and doing like my, as my screensaver, and I'll then print those and make a physical one so I can kind of have it in both places. Cause something about me, like even just passing my vision board every day, if I'm not like consciously staring at it, I just feel like I always am hit with this thought like 12 months later, like, oh my God, I've accomplished all of that. Mm-hmm. So I just like to be able to physically see it.
That's a good idea. Maybe I should print it out too.
Yeah. And I mean, if it's the same pictures, then that way you're seeing all the same stuff.
And I also thought about doing one for like my work.
Yeah.
Like the goals I want to have in my career at my job.
Yeah.
I thought about doing that too and making that my screensaver or whatever.
Oh, but that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some specific goals that you have for yourself this year, if you want to share them? Obviously, yeah. I don't want to.
I have like
a nice ton. Just a list.
So I have mine broken up into health, fitness, and wellness as one category. Then personal growth, and then side hustles.
Mm-hmm.
So some health, fitness, and wellness is getting into a consistent scheduled working out. I was very disciplined before I moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then with everything life throws at you when you move, I kind of lost the discipline I had. So I want to get that back and get back into a consistent routine with eating healthier and like working out and everything.
Yeah.
Another one is discipline. Getting into a healthy relationship with alcohol and food.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a good relationship with it, but I don't like, I want to get better. There's always ways to get better and everything like that. And then I want to level up my gym fits. And then a morning routine and a night routine.
Mm.
And then lose weight. I have a goal weight, which I shouldn't put a number on it. But and then personal growth. I want to meet new girlfriends. I don't really have girlfriends here. So I want to have more friends. And then I would love to move into like a 2-bedroom apartment or a townhouse just so I can kind of have like more space. And I want to make an office and like have that like an office podcast room. And then just having like I'm in a studio and it's kind of I'm over it, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be hard to be like you don't have like an environment where you can be creative. So like not separated, you know?
No, I'm in my kitchen and a desk.
Yeah.
The ultimate goal would be me and Travis getting an apartment or a house together. And then upgrade my wardrobe. I feel like my wardrobe is very lacked. And then for side hustles, I want to officially launch my blog. Get on a consistent schedule with posting and writing. Post consistently on TikTok and on Instagram. Continue to grow our podcast. Possibly get picked up from Podcast Network. I know that could be a very not attainable large, for this year, but like more of a long-term goal. And then also consistently post with our social media and getting that up to speed where it needs to be.
But. Yeah. Those are all
That's kind of a lot.
But I don't think it's a lot at all. I think it's all very different parts of you. So it sounds like a lot when you read it as a list, but it might just be like two or three things.
Yeah.
Like applied to one thing. But
yeah,
I think it's all very achievable. And I can't wait till we're doing our end of year recap and we're looking at our vision boards and we're like, oh shoot.
And I know I shouldn't say words like if or I'd like to, like, if you want to manifest it, you got to act like you already have it.
Yes.
So that's something I need to work on.
That is why I have been saying since September, the Bills are winning the Super Bowl.
The Bills won the Super Bowl.
The Bills won the Super Bowl.
You have to say it three times.
Yeah.
Three times over.
And all of you listening better be saying it for us.
The Bills won the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
So what are your 23 goals?
So I, again, what I'm carrying into the new year is that I want to continue to work on being more patient and very in the moment. I definitely became more in the moment last year, and that's something I want to carry into my new year, because I'm very type A and I can get too analytical and planny sometimes, and it really can rob me of the enjoyment in the current moment. So last year I nixed that, and I gotta say 2023, although there were like moments that tested me, it was like one of my happiest years. So, or 2022 was one of my happiest years. So I think that helped a lot with it. And I want to carry that into the new year.
I love that.
Yeah. I also want to overcome my fear of what people might say. I really think that holds me back from a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm trying my best to work through that and get over it, because it really is like stunting my creativity with things. And like, I think that's one of the more subconscious things that have kind of stalled me from actually writing my book, is just like, oh my gosh, this person's going to think this when I put it out there. And like, I just really got to stop.
Yeah.
Doing that, and just come to the realization that A, those things will probably never be said. B, those people probably aren't even thinking about me. And C, those people probably aren't even buying my fucking book. And if they are, that money's going into my pocket. So who cares? Like, exactly. If you're buying it to make fun of me, I still will be making money. So
you just have to look at it like years down the road when you're like very successful author, like you're gonna regret not starting when you did, you know?
Yeah.
And who cares about the fucking people? And I have to do that with myself too. Like, I've been trying to like post more TikToks and everything. Yeah. And it's like I'm putting myself way out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And all these people are seeing it and it's like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to do the same thing. I want to do TikToks that are just like, I don't know, random things, more for like the girls that are like in between. Like, I don't, I want to be a TikTok where it's like the girls who don't necessarily know about a lot about makeup, but don't fucking care. Like, they do what works and moves on with their life. Girls who don't do their hair. Like, I like want that to be my niche, like just in betweener type girls. But a lot that holds me back is like the fear of what people are going to be saying, or like someone's going to be like, well, you're doing your eyebrows wrong. And I'm going to be like, fuck you. This is why I don't care. Like, but everyone, I know, Lynn, you're putting yourself out there like that. You do open yourself up to criticism, but I gotta stop letting that keep me from doing stuff. Yeah. So that's one of my other big ones. Physically, I am overall like a pretty healthy person. I eat everything in moderation. So one of my good goals is I just want to like do a Pilates class weekly, and go for daily walks, like just little things. Cause I've just figured out in the last year, couple years, I'm not a gym girly. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be. So I got to find what works for me.
Yeah.
And I did Pilates in Nashville and I really enjoyed it. So that's something I'm looking to get back into in the new year, and just Pilates and walking. And
that's the thing. Like, you need to figure out what is going to work for you. You can't pretend that you want to be, or like not pretend, but like force yourself into being a gym girly when that doesn't bring you joy and you like hate it every time you're there. You
have just to do something that's not sustainable either. Because you're just going to keep dragging your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope before the end of the year, Tom and I start or try to build a family, but there's no pressure or anything on that. It'll happen when it's meant to happen.
Yes, but, exactly.
Overall, I feel like that is my goals. It's a lot of like inner stuff, mostly.
I like that though.
Yeah. But I, like you said, I think there's just so many ways to keep improving. So other than like the learning Italian and reading more, like I just want to be a more patient in the moment type of person.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to like throughout the year, keep adding to that list if you think of things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Like that mid-year, reevaluate what you've accomplished. How can you extend that?
Yeah. And I really would love to for us to grow this podcast, because I think it does. I like to think that it helps people, and we are like being friends to people who just need to hear advice or hear other girls chat. Like, I think what we're doing here is really good. So I would love for this to grow. And like you said, if it could get picked up by like Dear Media or like Barstool, though, like those are high hopes. I get it. But like, that's would be something that would be really awesome. So I'm looking definitely to grow that with.
And I think it'll get there. I know everybody that I know that listens to the podcast, they like my mom's friends listen to it. Like, it's not just set to this one specific age group. Granted, we are young, but I think we have a lot of knowledge, and we're just like friends talking to friends about things that we've gone through, and like keeping it as an open book and not sugarcoating anything. Like, yes, we're only 25, but like we've gone through a lot in our young.
That's crazy. We're
but I think 25. Like, I know, right? I don't like that.
Well, I'm just but thinking, I, like, I got to know you probably when we were 10.
Yeah, that's nuts. But I feel like a lot of people our age don't talk about the struggles that people face when they're 25 and, like, trying to overcome things that have happened in their early life and everything like that. So I think it's comforting for a lot of people. I know it's comforting for me not knowing that I'm not the only one who experienced these things and have gone through these things, because they suck. And you don't really see it a lot on the internet of people like to sugarcoat things that have happened and only really talk about the good things in life, the good things that happened to them, not things that shaped them to be who they are.
Yeah, I think a lot of this podcast and a lot of what makes it beautiful is, I think as time has gone on, social media has allowed us all to not get to know people or to think we know people, and it's just because we follow them on Instagram. So like something I think that's the most beautiful about our podcast is it really like humanizes us, and there's a lot of people that think the same way as us or go through the same things, and I think it brings us back down to a basic level of actually just taking the time to get to know people mm-hmm. and understanding that we all go through different things, but there are some generals, like shared experiences that is okay to talk about. And mm-hmm. this is like an environment we want you to talk about it in. Yeah. Like it's, you're welcome to be whoever you are and on whatever path mm-hmm. you're choosing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Which brings to another goal I just thought of is having our first visitor person on the podcast, whatever that they're called.
Yes, guest. Like yes. a guest. Yes.
We want to open up conversation to not just us, but other people.
Yeah.
As well.
And something else I think I want to accomplish in this new year, I just thought of this too, is just being, this kind of goes back to the fear thing, but just being more unapologetically myself. Like if we're having this podcast where we're going to tell people mm-hmm. To be comfortable who you are, I think I can definitely do a better job in being comfortable yeah. in who I am out in mm-hmm. my everyday life.
Yeah.
So if you see me dancing on a bar or a stage, let
it happen. Ay. Well, I just hope this year brings everybody everything that they dream of or dream for.
Yeah. 2023 is going to be the year that you make it. Mm-hmm. And shitty stuff's going to come your way. But choose to take the lesson in yeah. every shitty thing that comes your way.
Yes.
And it's all for a bigger picture that you don't necessarily see yet. So just trust the process.
Shitty things are made to test you. Shitty mm-hmm. things won't happen to you if they don't think that you can handle it.
Exactly.
No, it's just there to push you a little more and a yeah. little harder to get to a higher self.
Yeah.
To a higher goal.
At the end of the day, just understand you're human. We're all human. And with your goals, be realistic, but dream. Like allow yeah. yourself to dream and allow yourself. Don't catch yourself up like that couldn't happen to me. Go after it. Like go after whatever you're thinking of and don't let any Debbie Downers or the fear. We're not letting the fear of others keep us from doing what we want to do anymore.
Hell no.
But yes, I hope 2023 brings you nothing but amazing memories and lessons and stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Have a great Friday.
Sincerely, your best friends.